A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke, when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now, John wore clothing of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when John saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And this is the good news of the Lord. John the Baptist is a wild man, and you can hear his anger come up against the Pharisees and Sadducees when they present himself to him. And he says to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And we imagine that the next thing coming out of his mouth will be, "Get out of here. This is not for you." But that is not what he says. Instead, he says, "Bear fruit worthy of your repentance." He puts no barrier to them that they can't cross. Because John realizes, even through his anger, that it is not his own forgiveness he is offering. He is a conduit of God's forgiveness, God who loves everyone, even those who are his enemies, even though those who he feels perhaps are unlovable. And so he holds back his anger and instead offers them the same repentance he offers everyone. And I think that is our task in Advent. Not to forgive others, but more than that, offer them God's forgiveness, to welcome people into that ultimate forgiveness and to try to be a channel of that, not a barrier to it. Of course, sometimes that's easier said than done. I have to admit my own anger gets the best of me sometimes. So maybe we don't have to perfectly be like John. Maybe if we just want to be like John, that would be our fruit worthy of repentance. Maybe if we can open the door to forgiving our enemies and wanting good for them, then God's healing power can heal us and allow us to actually be an avenue of healing for our enemies. Can we do at least that much? Want to be an avenue of God's mercy to all.